Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get six times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you for tuning in. And thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey holding it down for us in New York City. Much love to everybody tuned in coast to coast, over an ocean, over a border, whatever you're doing, wherever you're at, thank you. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can listen on the free Odyssey app. You can hit rewind. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play Infinity Sports Network. It's so easy. I'm going to steal this. A caveman can do it. Don't sue me, Geico. Don't sue me. Anyway, I'll be here with you for one more hour. We've had a busy show. We have an exciting preseason matchup going on right now. The NFL is back. The Carolina Panthers backups are losing to the Patriots backups 7-0. Exciting. Very exciting. Anyway, you want to talk about exciting? We had Team USA basketball earlier today. They took on Serbia with a chance to go to the gold medal game. And they won. They erased a 17-point deficit. They beat Serbia. The final score, 95-91. Team USA basketball going for gold. Good for them. Noah Lyles, he was going for gold and he lost. And he told everybody that he had COVID. That's, well, yeah, it's 2024. People can still get COVID. Congratulations to Sydney McLaughlin. And she won gold in the 400-meter hurdles. Good for her. At least somebody had to win something, right? Let's see what Team USA does on Saturday. Looking forward to that. Team USA versus France. France stamped their way to the final at home, by the way, because Olympics are taking place in France. Saturday afternoon, Team USA and France. It should be a lot of fun. Anyway, if you want to holler at me, it's simple. The phone number here is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can also find me online. You can. I'm there. I'm at JR Sport Brief. Go ahead. Reach out. Knock yourself out. If you're driving, don't do it. It's dangerous. Put the phone down. It's dangerous. Oh, by the way, just the Cowboys are a joke if you needed a reminder. We'll talk about that, too. Jerry Jones, speaking publicly, says CeeDee Lamb's contract is not urgent. CeeDee Lamb laughs at him on social media. Dak Prescott unprompted, says it's urgent for him to get his contract done. The Dallas Cowboys are a mess, man. They need to just put Jerry Jones in a top hat and give him a big old funny outfit, some giant shoes, put some paint on his face, and give him a ring and cue the circus, man, because he's a joke. He's a mess. We'll talk about the Dallas Cowboys. Of course, at the end of the show, I'm going to share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history. And then I also told you that Charles Barkley has a few insights as to what inside the NBA might look like with no NBA. We'll talk about that. Or maybe Charles Barkley has no insights. And then, yeah, of course, the Chicago White Sox decided to blame their manager on how bad they are this year. So they fired him. Might as well get it over, right? Save everybody some time. 855-212-4227. You know what? Let's take some time to take a look at all the amazing and not so amazing things that took place in the world of sports today, starting with Team USA basketball. I told you, Team USA beat Serbia 95-91. Steph Curry erupted for 36 points. The USA had to come back from 17 points down. LeBron James needed to go out there and have a triple-double. This was nuts. Even Joel Embiid got in on the action. Joel Embiid had 19 points. And I know he did it, so nobody would blame him. And Jason Tatum? Jason Tatum didn't play. Again, the guy who just won a championship? Listen, whenever the Celtics play the Warriors, mark that one down. Whatever the number is, pick Jason Tatum on the over because he's going to light they ass up. Anyway, let's talk about America, right? LeBron James. This man, they started calling him Le Captain America, and I'm like, oh, my God. Like, let's chill out here. LeBron James talked about what led them to a fourth-quarter comeback. This is what he told NBC.
Got to get it the hard way. You know, we was preaching at the whole fourth quarter. Beating the team three times and won. I mean, listen, in the last 3 weeks, we knew it was going to be difficult. We know Serbia was going to give us everything they had. Kudos to Serbia, but we came through. Chef Curry with a vintage Chef Curry game. Joel was big time for us, and we needed it. We needed it.
This is going to be fun, man. I look forward. Yeah, I told you Steph Curry had 36 points. He had 9 three-pointers, 9 of 14 from three. This is going to be crazy. This is more people are going to watch this game. This is probably going to be Victor Wembanyama's most watched game. Most certainly here globally, I guess, right? And in the United States of America. Let's see what Victor Wembanyama could do. Can Victor Wembanyama beat the Americans at home? I don't think so. I think Team USA got this. Unless it's Hickey, you said there's a chance that Team USA is a little worn out.
I am nervous. Yeah. An emotional letdown, close win, gave a lot to come back in that fourth quarter. 48 hours, not that much of a time to kind of rest and reset. I'm a little nervous about like a hangover, if you will.
I was more worried about Nikola Jokic beating the Americans because we'd never hear the end of it. We never would. Could you imagine that story? That would have been nuts.
That would have been the man who doesn't care. Goes out and beats one of the best teams assembled in a long time for Team USA.
It's like all strictly business for him, this time for country. I mean, it's like it's a movie. Anyway, I think they got it against France. Congratulations. Team USA basketball gave everybody a heart attack until they went out there and won. Good for them. Now, there's a guy who kind of, well, he didn't win. His name is Noah Lyles. Yes, the young man who won the 100-meter race on Sunday, who told everybody up and down that he was going to win the 200. Oh, you need a reminder? This is what Noah Lyles said after he won the 100 about winning the 200.
Pretty confident. I can't lie. You know, Kenny definitely put up a fast time at trials, and that definitely woke me up. And I was very proud of him, and, you know, he's definitely not going to take, you know, how he did here in the 100 lying down. He's going to say, you know, I'm going after it in the 200 because he knows he can go after it. But my job is to make sure that I'll just leave it there. I'll be winning.
Talk shit, man.
none of them is winning. When I come off the turn, they will be depressed.
He lost. I'm sorry. He lost. And then afterwards, he told everybody he had COVID. That's why he won the bronze. He said he had COVID. He said he was diagnosed with COVID on Tuesday. This is what he told NBC.
I woke up early, about 5 a.m. on Tuesday morning, and you know, I just was feeling really horrible. And I knew it was more than just being sore from the 100, you know. Woke up the doctors, and we tested, and unfortunately it came up that I was positive for COVID. And, you know, my first thought was not to panic. You know, thinking, you know, I've been in worse situations. You know, I've run with, you know, worse conditions, I felt. And we just took it day by day, trying to hydrate as much, quarantined off. And I definitely say that it's taken its toll for sure, but I've never been more proud of myself for being able to come out here and getting a bronze medal, where last Olympics I was very disappointed, and this time I couldn't be more proud.
All right. A gentleman by the name of Tobogo won the 200 meter. And then afterwards, Tobogo was asked if he could be the face of track and field. And his response was, no, I'm not as loud or arrogant as Noah Lyles. Damn. That's somebody that he has to race against. That's what he feels about the guy. And there's a lot of people that feel that way, loud and arrogant. And just, and now you got COVID? Okay, fine. It's tough to do all that talking. I'm going to win. I'm going to win. I'm going to win. And then you don't win. I was sick. I don't know. I give him credit for this. He was gracious in defeat, and he didn't wave around the flag of, hey, I had COVID, so that's why I lost. He didn't. He was on social media congratulating everybody, and I give him credit for that. He didn't go into a hole or bash anybody. I give him credit for being, I guess, as positive as possible. They said that there is a chance that he participates in the 400-meter relay tomorrow. I don't know if he will or why he would. But we'll see. We'll see. Hickey, you give him credit. For all things considered, he seems a little, I don't want to say humbled, but he's being human about it. Like, he's not bashing anybody. He's not lashing out against anybody. But I think he's responding the best way possible.
I will give him credit in two ways. Number one, I think you're right. He has been gracious in defeat, which we've seen a lot of people that arrogant and boastful not, you know, lose graciously and only make things worse. I think he does deserve credit for that. The other thing I'll give him credit for is, look, whether you agree with his tone or his, you know, attitude or not, I mean, he got me to watch. Like, I was intent. I circled that race today and made sure, like, 2:30 Eastern, I was, like, at a TV watching because of what he said, like, because the way he talks, because the way he carries himself. Like, he did make today's race, even though he lost, he made it a must-watch. And I'll give him credit, at least, for making it interesting and making a name for himself in a short time.
Now, did you tune in to see if he was going to win, or did you tune in to see if he was going to lose?
To win. I did want him to win. Uh-huh. I like him. I like the style. I appreciate it. It's rare, right, that athletes are just this vocal and this confident.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it. I welcome it. And so I was rooting for him to win.
Yeah, I was rooting for him to win. I was also hoping at the same time that he'd be humbled. I was conflicted, man. I'm not a fan. I root for him because he's American. I want to see him win. There was an American, Bednarik, who ended up number two winning the silver. He does too much chatting for me. He's not likable. You know, like, I've met Usain Bolt. I've interviewed Usain Bolt. Just so much fun and so easygoing, so relaxed. Like, Usain Bolt was the world's fastest man. You know what? He didn't do it for one race or two races or two Olympics. The man did it for three Olympics, winning the 100, the 200. And I never heard a boastful word out of him. He's just chilling and relaxing. Never ran around, I'm better than this guy, I'm going to do this and this and this. He was confident. Hell yeah, he was confident. And he'd tell you about it. He won too much. And I get it. Different strokes for different folks. Nobody is the same, which is a beautiful thing. It's just Noah Lyles, he does too much for me, man. I respect him. It's too much. Like, it's like Draymond Green, like, shut up, Draymond. Okay, we get it. USA was playing basketball this afternoon, and Draymond Green was tweeting about Steve Kerr's rotations. It's like, all right, Draymond, thank you, coach. You were so good, your ass would be out there, but you're not. And Tatum is good, but Tatum doesn't even play. Maybe there's something about his rotations. You know what? None of it will matter if they win the gold. Hickey, doesn't that suck for Tatum? And I really, like, he's the one that's not playing? And that's something?
It does. Well, I mean, I guess in one way, the only guy that it sucks for more
is who? Brown?
Tyrese Halliburton.
Oh, well.
I mean, at least we're recognizing Tatum's not on the court. I mean, you don't even know outside of timeouts he's even on the team.
Well, nobody cares about Halliburton.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm more just saying, like, you know, at least the only thing to, you know, because I am an optimist, so I'll try to look at it this way. If you're Tatum, at least people are noticing you're not playing.
Uh-huh.
Whereas, I mean, if Halliburton wasn't on the bench for the gold medal game, I don't think anyone would notice.
No. Maybe they have different roster construction in the future. Maybe it's not all-stars. Maybe it's 9 all-stars and 3 guys. So you got 3 guys who can just sit. Because Tatum is amazing. They don't. See, here's the thing. Steve Kerr, actually, I give him this. He doesn't care. Like, he doesn't care. This guy has how many guys on the team? 12, 11 all-stars? Like, what? He does not need them. So I don't know if this is justification for Jaylen Brown. What are we putting Jaylen Brown on the team for? To do what? To have another all-star? To do nothing? Like, what are we doing? At least Derek White goes in and he plays and he has a role. Tatum isn't needed. And I hope this doesn't make him jaded, you know, to the Olympic experience in Los Angeles. But if I'm Jason Tatum, am I going back? Like, why am I showing up? You going to play me? Is LeBron playing in 28? He said he's not. I assume Durant is not going to play. What? I don't know. And now Jason Tatum is going to have to talk about this for the next forever. Unless he's the hero against France. He's a secret weapon, Hickey. I figured it out. Secret weapon.
Now that is a Hollywood story right there.
And Jason Tatum saves America. Yeah, he beats France on Saturday.
Imagine, like, LeBron stinks in this game. Like, he's, like, 2 of 10. You bench LeBron Tatum. For Tatum. He scores, like, 15 points.
Well, problem solved, right? Everybody goes home happy. Even Joel Embiid.
He may be the happiest person.
I know. He was happy today after, what do you have, 19 points?
He had a big game, yeah.
He's like, yeah, nobody can. He had this game so nobody could blame him. That's it. He's like, I'm going to score today so nobody could blame me. Even if we lose, I did my part. 855-212-4227. Mark is here from Idaho. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mark?
Hey, JR. Listen to your show a lot. Really appreciate your show.
Thank you.
I want to talk about the pizza thing first.
What? Okay.
The pizza, yeah. You buy it, you eat it, put it in the fridge. The next day, you got to nuke it, though. You got to microwave it before you eat it for 40 seconds. Don't be eating cold pizza.
Not necessarily, but go ahead. You can do what you want. To each his own.
Then the Joker today missed all his 3-pointers in the game.
You know what? He did. What did he go? 0 for 7, right?
Oh, I thought it was 0 for 6, but yeah, so he got kind of lucky with that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we could say that. Does it matter who's taking the shots? I mean, Bogdanovich, I know he took 10 threes. He only made 3 of them, but he was lighting it up the early portion of the game.
Yeah, Joker usually doesn't miss all of them, though.
Yeah, well, the fact, yeah, he was 0 of 6. But here's the deal. They ran out of gas, man. Like,
yeah,
do you know anybody on that team besides Jokic and Bogdanovich?
His brother.
Excuse me? His brother? Who has a brother?
Joker has a brother on the team. Played 3 minutes.
No, he doesn't, bro. No.
I think he does.
Jovic from Miami? No, that's not his brother. That's a totally different name.
Oh, I didn't know that. I assumed it was his brother.
No, that's Nikola Jokic and then the other guy's Jovic.
Oh, okay. And then I think you're right about the NFL as far as you got about 3 teams on each side that can probably win it, and then maybe a couple of dark horses, but Miami's not going anywhere.
Yeah, they're not. They'll go to the playoffs and lose in I don't know, Buffalo or something like that.
Anyway, you need to have a conversation with Hickey about peanut butter. Has he had your conversation with him about peanut butter yet?
No, not yet, Mark. I'll let you have that one with him privately, okay?
Okay, take care.
Thank you, Mark. Hickey, what the hell is he talking about?
I have made my peanut butter love public, I guess, enough to where people are.
Have you?
Remembering.
Have you?
Oh, yeah, big Jif guy. Oh, that could be a big divide. Do you have a certain allegiance to
peanut butter?
To one peanut butter?
I don't, no.
Oh,
what is it? Let me see if I can name them. I don't know. Is Skippy?
Yeah.
Is it Gif or Jif?
Oh, my God. This is terrible for the brand.
It's
Jif.
Jif. J-I-F.
J-I-F.
Skippy, Jif.
I heard people say Jiffy, too. I mean, Jif is just, it's very easy, folks.
Bro, I just named two. Am I missing? Is it more peanut butter?
There's Peter Pan.
Peter Pan peanut butter?
Yeah.
I thought Peter Pan was a bus company.
And it is. A fairy. And it also is. Peanut butter.
Oh, wow. Okay. You just name everything Peter Pan. That's three peanut butters.
Then you got to, you can go into some bougier brands. Justin's is a...
Just never heard of it. Now that's booy. I never heard of Justin's.
Smuckers.
Peanut.
That's Smuckers?
No, no. Smuckers
butter.
Doesn't do peanut butter.
Oh, they do.
They do jelly. No, they do jelly.
I've eaten it. Trust me, they do peanut butter. Not well. They do not do it well.
What's the one that combines the peanut butter and the jelly? They still sell that?
That is the Smuckers brand. That is Goober.
Oh, that's what they call it? Goober?
Yes. It's... Talk about stomach ache.
Why do you know so much about peanut butter?
Have PB&Js every day. Two of them.
You eat two peanut butter and jelly sandwiches every day?
Every single day for lunch.
You have two every day?
Two every day.
So in the morning, you make them, or you make them before you eat them, or what?
Oh, no. Make them fresh. Of course. And put the bread, light toast.
What happens if you're away? Do you, skip it, or?
Yeah. I mean, it's not, not thrilled with skipping it, but yeah, I don't go out of my way. Like the bachelor party I was just on, I will say, we made a stop at the store. What I do? Pick up
bread,
Uncrustables.
A what?
The Uncrustables.
What the heck is that?
Oh, you are
Uncrustables.
So sheltered, it is scary.
I'm sheltered and Uncrustable. What is that?
Uncrustable by Smuckers. It is a pre-made peanut butter and jelly with no crust on it, in the shape of a disc.
Why?
Circular disc.
What is this, for toddlers?
The market definitely is for younger kids, for sure. I would agree. It's not for 30-year-olds.
Okay. All right.
But with that said, it still gets the job done, and it's a great on-the-go snack. On-the-go snack, actually.
Okay. All right.
So there you go.
Okay. All right. There you go. You learn the more you know.
And hopefully you learn something. Jif is the elite peanut butter.
Do you drink this with a glass of milk, or what are you doing?
Of course. Okay. Gotta get the calcium.
All right.
Never had a broken bone in my life for a reason.
If you fell out of a window, you'd be okay?
Oh, I'd be okay.
Okay.
I'd take some hard tumbles.
Because you drink your milk and eat your peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
That's right. And I got some strong-ass bones.
Okay. All right. It's Wolverine here. Adamantium. All right. Look at you. Well, the more I learn. Thank you. What's the guy's name for a call from Idaho? What's his name?
Mark.
Thank you, Mark from Idaho. I learned. I'm going to have more callers just telling me stuff about you.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I don't really have much else, to be honest with you. So
I hope not.
Ran out of
That guy certainly remembered. Good on him. It's the JR Sport Re-Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, Charles Barkley gave everybody an update on what his future will look like on TNT. If they're not having basketball, what the hell are they going to do? We'll hear from Charles Barkley. Let's see if he knows. It's the JR Sport Re-Show, Infinity Sports Network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
outdoors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Looks like we got a little bit of an update from Noah Lyles. He's done. He's not going to be participating in the 400-meter relay. He actually posted this on social media. I'm not going to read the whole thing. He thanked God. He thanked his competitors, his competition. He says, "I believe this will be the end of my 2024 Olympics. It's not the Olympics I dreamed of, but it has left me with so much joy in my heart. I hope everyone enjoyed the show. Whether you were rooting for me or against me, you have to admit you watched, didn't you? Wink. See you next time." See, Hickey, he's a showman. That's what he is. He don't care. He's a showman. That's it.
He absolutely is. Would you say his Olympics were a success?
Yes. He walked away with a gold, right? That's good.
Right. Everybody, I would agree.
Everybody can't be Usain Bolt.
He lost the event that is supposed to be his, where he definitely talked the most crap leading up. Sucks that, you know, you can't compete in the 4x100 because of COVID. So not great. But, yeah, won the gold, got two medals overall, got his name out there, good and bad. I'd say it's a success.
Between him and Sha'Carri Richardson, I guess we'll be paying attention more during the World Championships. That and, right? We can't wait another 4 years.
Hope not, yeah. Well, something. Yeah, it's true.
It's somebody to follow. Good for him. Congratulations and get well soon. I'm pretty sure he'll be talking more crap any day now. And speaking of talking crap, Charles Barkley, who we learned earlier this week is going to remain with TNT, even though they, for right now, don't have any NBA games past this upcoming season. We don't know what that means, right? Like, if you don't have the games, if you can't broadcast the games, that doesn't stop you from having a show about basketball, right? Certain aspects and, what do you say, access is not the same, right? When Charles Barkley, he was on with Dan Patrick today, and he said that we'll still have a show, even though I don't know exactly what it'll be.
TNT, I told you they had to come meet with me. They flew to Philly last week, and I said, what's the deal? And they said, "Hey, we're going to keep doing the show." And I'm like, "What?" And they're like, "We're going to keep doing the show."
What does that mean?
that's what I said. that's what I said, Dan.
Okay.
So I said, "Hey, y'all know my number one priority is to keep people working at Turner. That's always been my number one priority." And Dan, they said they're going to keep doing the show. And I said, I'll take a pay cut. I said, I'll take a pay cut. They said, that's not necessary. And they said, we're going to continue doing the show. I don't have any idea what that means.
Wait, you had to ask them when they said that what do you mean after this season, we're going to continue to do the show? And they said what?
I think they're going to try to figure it out.
Now, damn it, don't sound like they have an answer either. I mean, what are they going to do? They're going to hold it. Hickey, that show comes on, even on the East Coast, that show comes on late, man. Like, it comes on after the last basketball game. So what are they going to do, have a competitive game versus Amazon? Are they going to, I don't know, are they going to split rights on Amazon to, I don't know. At least they'll still be around, I guess, right?
Right. I mean, do you make it an on-demand show? Is that crazy?
No, it has to be live.
You think?
Has to be. Now, one thing they did say, this is not going to be a daily thing, and I think it would sap the life out of it to have it as a daily. And they don't want to do it. And I don't think nobody wants it on a daily. There's something about it being exclusive. You know, you see it once a week, you miss it. It's must see. You have to see it. Now, what they do, I don't know. Are they going to talk about a few other sports? Is it just going to be basketball? Is it a weekly special? I don't know. Is it going to come on a night where there is no basketball? It's tricky. A lot of it is based off of the game, so I think it has to be live now. Now, wouldn't that be a you-know-what if they competed against somebody else's show? That'd be kind of vicious there. We'll see what happens. I know TNT is going to have the rights. They still have baseball. They're going to broadcast the French Open. They will still have some of the March Madness, and I don't know. At least they'll be around. That much I appreciate. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, of course, I'm going to share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. And then speaking of someone who's outspoken recently, Harrison Butker, yeah, the kicker, the man who just got a contract extension from the Kansas City Chiefs, he said he is not backing down from the comments he made at that commencement earlier this year that had a lot of people up in arms. We'll hear from Harrison Butker's own mouth what he had to say.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Christy Pierce Rampone here, former member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, three-time gold medalist, two-time World Cup champion, and part of the 99 team that won the Women's World Cup, igniting passion for soccer everywhere. I'm mom to two teenage girls, and quality time together is prime time. We love to cook, and I have an obsession, a healthy one, of course, with cooking utensils. Where do I turn? Amazon Prime, to get them fast. And when they arrive, where do I turn? To Prime, to stream the best cooking shows. And then, for dessert, what do? The Rampone team streams. Each of us gets to be the captain and pick the show. Right now, we're all over British TV, part of a Prime subscription. I think a trip to the UK is in the future, and of course, we'll get all we need for that trip. From workout clothes to raincoats, from plaids to luggage, from travel guides to umbrellas, from streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into. That's amazon.com/prime.
As a Ford owner, there are lots of choices of where to get your vehicle serviced. You could choose to go to their place, the local dealership, your place, home, apartment, or condo, your workplace, even your happy place, like your cottage on the lake. Go to your Ford dealer or choose Ford Pickup and Delivery to have your vehicle picked up, serviced, and brought right back. Or choose mobile service, where a technician will come to you and do routine maintenance right on the spot. Both are complimentary and depend on your location. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Yeah, it is the JR Sport Brief. Yeah, that is Tony Gonzalez. That's a classy individual. That's a classy fella. I'm going to tell, well, we got to figure some things out. This next guy, I don't know what he is. I know he's the owner of the Dallas Cowboys and he's kind of crazy. Expect this entire situation to just blow up between now and tomorrow. Because Jerry Jones, and we talked about this earlier in the show, this only took place about an hour, 90 minutes ago. Jerry Jones was having a chat with the media. Of course, he was asked about the contract situation, the extension with CeeDee Lamb, who is not at Dallas Cowboys camp right now. And Jerry Jones basically said that there was no urgency to pay CeeDee Lamb. I want you to listen to this interaction. I want you to hear what Jerry Jones had to say.
Are you saying there's a sense of urgency as you begin the preseason to get CeeDee done?
No.
No? Why do you say that?
I'm just... I'm just
I went to high school or I went to college. I don't know why I said it, but I'm just saying I don't know. I don't have a sense of urgency about getting it done.
It's a long-standing
tradition. Pick any reason you want. I said Nobu 2 days ago. Give that as a reason.
Okay. I think he's just old, man. He just saying whatever comes to his mind. That's why CeeDee Lamb responded to this on social media and just said, LOL, laugh out loud, period. And Hickey, Dak Prescott, he walked by the media afterwards and he said, I have urgency to get my deal done. Is that what he said?
No, he said he has urgency to get CeeDee Lamb's deal done.
Oh,
I know
he
you
does.
Won't ask me this as he's walking off the podium, but he goes, I have urgency to get that deal done.
Oh, CeeDee Lamb's deal.
Right, okay. Get him back on the field.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. Things are going well already.
You know, I don't know if it's a joke or not, but there's a lot of photos and videos floating around a Dallas Cowboys camp. It appears that there are less fans who are showing up. Have you seen any of that?
I've not seen pictures. I've seen the chatter, though, and the discussion that less fans are there than normal.
Yeah, maybe, possibly. Yeah, I don't feel optimistic. Nobody feels optimistic, not a lot. Watch them win the Super Bowl this year. Maybe not, but probably not. We'll see. Anyway, speaking of the team that just won the Super Bowl, Harrison Butker just got himself a new 4-year contract extension past this season. Harrison Butker also got himself, he made himself the center of attention earlier this year while delivering a commencement address that seemed to be a little sexist as to a woman's place and where he wants her and where she should be and what some of her goals should be. Got him in trouble. Not enough to not pay the guy because he's entitled to his opinion. But then he spoke to the media for the first time yesterday, matter of fact. And Harrison Butker had a response to everybody, and pretty much, he's not changing his mind on anything he said. Listen to this.
In terms of what I said, you know, I prayed about it, and I thought about it, and I was very intentional with what I said, and I stand behind what I said. And I really believe if people knew me as a person and understood that I was coming from a place of love and not a place of trying to attack or put people down, that I only want the best for people.
I respect that. I really do. I respect that. He's entitled to his opinion, just like everybody's entitled to theirs. I don't agree with what he said. I mean, what that man does in his house is his business. What he believes is his business, as long as he ain't hurting anybody, and I don't care. Do I agree with it? Is it my cup of tea what he said? No. I prefer a woman to do what the hell she wants, not me telling her what she needs to do or what I think she should do, and none of my business. Do what you want. Good for him. Man, these Kansas City Chiefs, they keep busy, right? They're all over the place. Next thing you know, Hickey, why doesn't he have a podcast? He should, right?
Harrison Butker?
Yeah, why not? He should do a podcast. You know what he should do? He should do a podcast with Matthew Stafford's wife.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Yeah. Didn't she have a response to him? I think she had a response to him, too, didn't she?
I'm sure she did.
Yeah.
She has a platform for it.
Because she's the one who always tells her husband's business. And Harrison Butker just wants his wife in the house. So, I mean, yeah.
You know, they say, right, opposites attract. They could be great partners on the podcast.
Listen, have you ever seen that show, Wife Swap?
No.
Oh, my God. Look it up. Look it up. It's literally what you've heard of it, right?
Oh, no, of course, yeah.
Literally what it sounds like, just... And swap a wife for a day, a week, and I've only seen one episode, and it's interesting to say the least. Very, very interesting. Speaking of interesting, and this is why the Kansas City Chiefs, they need a show. The ownership is cheap. The quarterback is Kermit the Frog. Head coach wears Hawaiian shirts. The kicker, people think he's sexist. The star football guy is dating the biggest... whatever she is on earth, singer, I was going to say actress, but she don't act, I don't think. Travis Kelce is going to be hosting a television show now? You mean to tell me he hooked up with, what's her name, Taylor Swift, just so he could be more famous? I think that was the goal. I think that's part of it. Take a listen to this news clip as it details what's going on with Travis Kelce and his future. Listen to this, KMBC 9.
New this morning, Travis Kelce will soon be a game show host. Travis Kelce posted this picture on his Instagram this morning. Are you smarter than a celebrity? It's a spinoff of the show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? The first three episodes will air on October 16th on Prime Video. It'll feature adult contestants who rely on a classroom of celebrities to answer elementary level questions.
Why didn't he just replace Pat Sajak? He left already, right? Pat Sajak's done?
Yes, he is. He is gone.
Why does he? He could do. They could film enough episodes of what's the thing? Wheel of Fortune. He could do that.
Or isn't Jeopardy looking? Are they looking for a new host or no? Is that
They when they just get rid of that guy they had, right?
I thought so. He Ken got Jennings?
He got in trouble. I don't think it was Ken. It was somebody else. I think.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well, remember when Aaron Rodgers was going to do both?
Did he? He was a guest host on it, didn't he?
Yes, for a few episodes.
Hickey, I'll tell you, it's the same way as Price is Right. When the original person goes, I go. All right?
You're loyal to the host. Forget the game. You're loyal to the host.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're yeah. Funny. What was my man from Price is Right? What was that guy's name?
Bob Barker?
Yeah, Bob Barker. Wanted your pet spayed and neutered? Yep. I haven't seen an episode since he quit. Let's see what else.
He was the guy who originally started the Get Your Pet Spayed and Neutered?
I don't know who was hosting. Oh, that's his catchphrase at the end of the show.
Oh, Jim Carrey does that now. Oh, I thought from him.
No, no, Bob Barker, bro.
Oh, that's bad.
That's Bob Barker. That's why I'm not watching no imitation, okay? And I got no problem with Drew Carey. I got no issue. He ain't Bob Barker.
Carey, not Jim Carrey. Thank you.
I said Jim or Drew.
Said Jim. You were correct in Drew.
Yeah, Jim quit. He will only play Dr. Robotnik and stuff now, okay? Pat said, and I don't watch this stuff. I don't got time to watch Jeopardy. I'm on the air at the same time as it's on. Not Jeopardy. No, wait, yeah, so I haven't seen Jeopardy since Alex Trebek left.
Okay.
And I will not watch. Probably not. I like Jeopardy, but I'm not going to watch. And I haven't seen Wheel of Fortune. Who's replacing Pat Sajak? Do we know?
I think it's Ryan Seacrest, but I don't know if that's an interim or permanent.
No, I think he's going to be there until he gets tired of it.
Adding another job. Yeah, busy
because
guy,
producing the Kardashians and doing Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve is not enough.
He produces the Kardashian show?
All those shows are his, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Ryan Seacrest is walking money, bro. Yeah. He's a Georgia Bulldog, too.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
Yeah, Ryan Seacrest, he's just walking money out here. You don't let nobody else get a dime. That guy, what a guy. Anyway, let's go back in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
The JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Today is August 8th. The year is 2024. But right now, we're going to go back in time to August 8th, 1992. Why? Because the Dream Team. Yeah, the good one. The one that was sent to Barcelona to save the day. They beat Croatia to win a gold medal. I want you to take a listen to this.
John Stockton dribbling out the clock. Final seconds. The U.S. has defeated Croatia 117-85, and they have, as expected, won the gold here in Barcelona.
Now we have to see whether or not, I don't even know what the hell they call in this team. They don't need a name. LeBron James's team, okay? LeBron James's team. Are they going to beat France on Saturday? That's all anybody cares about. That's what I want to see. Also, this day, August 8th, the year 2006, Roger Goodell is chosen as the next NFL commissioner succeeding Roger Tagliabue. Here's the deal. Roger Goodell, this man is still commissioner. He ain't leaving until at minimum March of 2027. This man is going to surpass 20 years as league commissioner. You want to tell me the league hasn't exploded? This guy has gone through a lot of controversies, okay? A lot of them. League has gotten sued, racial issues, piece of crap owners, and they're still making more money. Sports is a good business. You got to be an idiot to screw it up. Like Rob Manfred. Let's see what he's doing. Anyway, something else that happened this day in sports history. August 8th, 2012. Misty May Traynor, Kerry Walsh. They became the first beach volleyball duo to win 3 Olympic gold medals. Good for them. Volleyball is good. Everybody loves volleyball. And I love you. I think I've interviewed Kerry Walsh before. Probably did. I think I did in San Diego. Anyway, this show is over, okay? We will be back with you tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. If you missed a minute of this show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. I'll be back tomorrow. We're going to talk Team USA basketball as they get ready to take on France. We're going to take a look at more of these NFL teams that are refusing to play their veterans in preseason. And so we got a lot to do. You want to keep up with the show? It's simple. Odyssey app. Go ahead and hit rewind. You want to find me online? I am at JR Sport Brief. I want to thank you for taking the time to hang out with us for the rest of the day. I hope you are smooth, cool, and good. All right? Don't move here on the Infinity Sports Network because I'm leaving. But Bart Winkler is coming up next. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you, super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. I'm gone.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
Christy Pierce Rampone here, former member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team and 3-time gold medalist, 2-time World Cup champion, and part of the 99 team that won the Women's World Cup, igniting passion for soccer everywhere. And like Amazon Prime, I'm a lot of things beyond what I'm best known for. I'm a girl mom to 2 teenagers, a dog mom too, an entrepreneur, a TV commentator, and I use my Prime membership pretty much every day for so many things. I am known for being quick and crafty on the soccer field, and I am definitely crafty at home, especially digging in with the girls' school projects. And I rely on Amazon Prime to have what we need and get it to us with the speed I am used to. With every change of season, I love to decorate our home. And where do I get ideas and the goods? Prime, of course. Not to mention with all the great streaming options, it's a total gold medal experience. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into. That's amazon.com/prime.